My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Judon is doing what he has to do. He's out here every day. He's in pads. He'll be in pads today as well. He's doing everything in the meeting rooms. And look, it was a hiccup, and I feel like we're on the same page and we're moving forward.
When a player's attitude is, I'm just doing what I need to do so I don't get fined, is that good for the team right now?
Look, I mean, every day is its own day. Like, sometimes I come to work and I don't feel like talking at all either, both as a player and also as a coach. So it's day to day. And what I will say about Judon, he always brings great energy to the practice field, brings great energy in the locker room. And that is the expectation that he set early on, and I don't see it any different now.
And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go?
Well, that was Jerod Mayo back when he and Matthew Judon were on the same page. Now Matthew Judon will bring that energy that he always brings, as Jerod Mayo said, to the Atlanta Falcons. And it seems like Wiggy and Shime both feel like you got some real value here. And it was your only option. I got on the Subaru. I don't know what you think about this, but Subaru of New England text line 781 text during the break, which I will read verbatim, says, why don't you call the Judon trade what it really is? Patriots have clearly given up on this season, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, but I said that.
I mean, wake up. Where the hell have you been? You just realizing they gave up on the season now? I mean, did you see the offseason? Did you see the players that signed? Did you see all the players that the tackles that were available? You're sitting here on the day of the second preseason game, training camp's over, and you have no tackles. No tackles! Not like no depth, which you obviously need on any good team. You don't have a left or right tackle. You moved your best tackle to right guard. Your first round pick, thanks, Bill, Cole Strange is gone. The offensive line, you have David Andrews, and literally nobody else can play center. It's an abomination, and I'm sorry, Robert Kraft is the one who deserves the most blame. The only year he spent was when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl and he was embarrassed. That's it. That's the only time. If you want to talk about helping Drake May and this new start and all this stuff, how about spending like you did when you drafted Mac Jones?
And you didn't even have to spend that much.
You brought up Caleb Williams earlier. At least he has legit weapons around him.
Right. Well, you did try to make you made a play for Brandon Ayuk, but
yes, you did. You made a play for Brandon Ayuk. Robert Kraft was willing to spend on Brandon Ayuk. Right.
And people talk about offensive line. You could have made a play for Tyron Smith. I think he signed with the Jets for like $6.5 million.
Devin McCourty yesterday on this show was saying that they're not a lot of available free agents when it comes to the O-line. Do you buy that excuse from Devin?
No.
No.
Because, like I said, Tyron Smith, the guy that was in Dallas, who was pretty good in Dallas, was a bit available in free agency.
Yeah, but he had said outright that he wanted to go to a team that was going to compete for a Super Bowl.
Well, but I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not, like, disputing that, but there are guys available, and maybe you throw more money at some guys, and, you know, maybe guys are willing to say, okay. But it goes back to it wasn't lead, Greg, but your assessment early in the show, whereas, like, do guys even want to come here?
No, I was saying that I think, unfortunately, you have to accept the reality that the only way to build this team the next 3, 4, 5 years, whatever, is going to be through the draft because people don't want to come here.
And I think that's why Kraft said he's not sure what to expect for this season. Like, he's not giving any promises heading into this season like he has in years past.
Yeah.
When he was on this show on Friday, I thought he was very honest about the fact that we're not sure what this team's going to look like once the season starts.
But I do think he knows what to expect.
That it's going to be bad?
Yeah. Like, I think that he knows they're going to be nowhere near contention.
But he's never going to outright say that, so I think this is the closest we'd get.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think that's an honest opinion that people should go, okay, because our expectation's probably the same way he feels. Like, well, you know, I can't tell you how many wins we're going to have, but, you know, we might not have a lot. And, you know, Greg's going with the under. I'm caught in the middle here.
You think they're going to be – how many wins do you think they're going to get?
I think they
you think they're going to be over?
If they're over, they're only over by one.
With Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback?
No, I'm saying I could go either way. But if I do go over, if it's 4.5, I'm saying what? Maybe they get 6 wins at best? You look at their schedule and you start to think about this team, they could be – 0-7 to start the season off when you start to just...
Yeah, go over those first 7 games.
All right, so at the
Cincinnati,
Bengals...
Cincinnati at the Bengals to start the season, that's a loss.
Then home...
You could win that.
Huh?
I said you could win that. I think people are overrating the Bengals.
Yes.
All right, but...
Would say, Shime, his uncle could also grow boobs.
Yes.
if was the fifth.
We'd all be drunk. Yes. Right. Week 2, home versus the Seahawks.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe.
Potential win.
Winnable.
I mean, I think Gillette will be at least half full. So.
Right. Week 3 at the Jets. I would say that's a loss.
Win.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Week 4 at San Francisco.
Could be a mercy rule.
Loss.
I would say blowout.
Week 5 at home, Dolphins.
Loss.
I would say loss.
Yeah.
And week 6 at home, Texans. Loss.
And 2-4. Can I give you a prediction? October 20th, when we're not in London, but we should be. When the Patriots play the Jaguars, Mac Jones beats the Patriots.
Oh,
no
it's, it is.
No.
It would be the perfect outcome of the absolute cluster F that they've built.
Does Trevor Lawrence get hurt?
Well, you know, last year, right? They go to Germany, the worst loss.
And CJ Beathard.
By the way, you're so wrong about Mac being the third stringer, by the way. Like,
He's behind CJ Beathard.
He was phenomenal against the Bucs in the joint practices the other day. I mean, I hate Mac Jones as much as you do. I'm not trying to pump his tires, but he is absolutely the backup quarterback.
No, he's not, Curtis. CJ Beathard is the backup quarterback, I'm telling you.
Okay, as a CJ, I'm telling you, it's Mac Jones.
You're wrong, but that's okay.
I don't know how much truth there is to it. ESPN depth chart, which maybe means nothing. Mac Jones second, CJ Beathard third.
Who started the preseason game? Oh, CJ Beathard.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's just saying depth chart wise.
Yeah,
that's what they have it.
That's
as.
What ESPN has, and
they have him as the backup.
Duba. But yeah, I don't know because you say. Win against Seattle. All right. But is your defense by losing Judon still be good, but still won't be the same thing. But what is your offense going to look like? Could your offense be worse this year than it was last year?
Yes.
Oof.
You don't think it could?
No, I'm saying.
What have you added?
I mean, that would actually be an accomplishment if they're worse offensively, because they were historically awful.
I mean, I guess you have a couple young wide receivers that should be better.
Kendrick Bourne returns from injury.
Yeah, Pop Douglas. You got,
Polk.
But other than that, like, what have you added?
Jacoby Brissett.
You and Wiggy, or maybe it's just Wiggy, say Jacoby Brissett and Mac Jones comp.
No, yeah. I never said that.
Well, Wiggy did.
Jacoby Brissett, carrot sign facing him over Mac Jones, like 100 times out of 100.
Listen, they're basically the same guy, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what is Jacoby Brissett proven as a backup in this league? I mean, that's basically what he is. He's your version of Brian Hoyer. And if Brian Hoyer was the starting quarterback for this team, we would all say,
But people there say that he can manage better than Mac Jones or the Drake May. So
manage what? You know what I mean?
But like going out there, he's able to go with the game flow better than Drake May
not going to panic throw the ball away. Or
he just doesn't throw a million picks. That's the thing that Jacoby Brissett has.
Yeah, because he'll hold on to the ball and he'll end up getting sacked.
Correct.
It's like somebody going, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going into this classroom with a bunch of just wild kids that are jumping up and down the walls, and I can't do nothing about it. And then you're bringing in a substitute who can't do nothing about it. So, like, what is he able to manage? Like, that's the part that I don't get. I'd rather you just say, you know what? Go ahead, Drake.
We all would.
Right, but I don't.
Well, I mean, if 0-17 is on the table.
Right.
Then your argument is, why not just throw Drake May in there and see what you got and give him the live reps and get ready for next season?
What are the two things we say about quarterbacks and coaches? How many games you think those guys can win? So when you look at Drake May.
We don't think this coaching staff is worth a win anywhere, do you?
I would say.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't see it, right? You know what I mean? I look at them and go, all right, you know, Bill, you could say, comes up with a great game plan. He's able to win you a couple games. I think that this off.
Not Jerod Mayo yet.
No, not yet.
No disrespect.
No.
Because we'll talk to him Monday.
Right.
But he's already declared that, you know, when it comes to the offensive side of the football, that his coordinator is the head coach of the offense. I mean, it's like, what?
I would ask this question. Who gives you a better chance to steal a game, Jacoby Brissett or Drake May?
Drake May.
That's what I would think. Just based on his talent, his athletic ability, and where he is athletically and skill-wise versus Jacoby Brissett.
And fans will have, A, more attention and, B, more patience with Drake May struggling than they will with Jacoby Brissett. Because watching Jacoby Brissett struggle yields nothing.
Nothing
it's
at
just
all.
Wasted time.
Right.
And it's nothing personal. Jacoby Brissett seems like a good guy. Like, whatever. It's just, why are you having Drake May watch someone he's already more talented than to prepare to play a position he's going to inevitably have to play anyway?
You're a backup for a reason. And he's had opportunities to be starters in other places before in Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
It's just when you ask him to say, okay, we need you to be a starter, that's just not who he is. We need you to come in for a game or two. Okay.
What do you think you see tonight?
An empty stadium.
At that position.
Your guess is as good as mine.
You're going to see Brissett for like a quarter last time.
A quarter?
I believe they will have Brissett for the first quarter, May for the second, and then figure out the second half.
I think they're going to, if I have to give my honest assessment, I think they're going to go series to series.
You do?
Yep. That's what it looked like they were on pace to do last week.
But Drake and Jacoby will still split time.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Like,
they're going to have equal amounts of time. Yeah, that's what Gerard Mayo said.
Yeah. Hey, Jacoby, you're taking the first series with the ones.
Yep.
You go three and out. Guess what? Drake, you're up.
I don't think Drake May plays more than three series in the game. I'm going to be ludicrously upset about it.
Ooh, rollout.
But if you don't think he's... If you think Jacoby...
That might throw you off being regular.
No, that doesn't happen. Stress does not impact my regularity.
Well, the fact that we were out of the studio completely threw off your BM schedule. So
yeah.
If that was thrown off by us not being here, I feel like zero reps from Drake May will destroy the whole thing.
Yeah, no, because it doesn't affect my timing. It'll affect my mood for sure, but mood doesn't generally impact my regularity.
Okay. Hey, good to know.
Being regular must be just amazing.
It's the best. Yeah. It's quite nice.
Greg, what do you think?
You just got to change your diet.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, women always have, like, more issues.
Well, why don't you drink some of those probiotic sodas that
I take I take a pre-probiotic every day.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are all about their gut health.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Gut health is important.
My gut's great, and I don't take a single thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I think guys are just built differently.
What is that?
Yes.
My wife says I'm like basically like a ice cream machine.
Oh, yeah. It's like as soon as you eat.
As soon as I eat, boom. You know,
that's only when I have dairy.
No, okay. Women, is the goal to get an audience or to lose one?
Well, no, I mean, it's just health talk here.
No, it was just very strange this morning, Curtis. You weren't here.
I wasn't, sorry.
Chime brought off that his whole schedule when it comes to doing that was thrown off by the fact that we weren't in the studio. That's why he was unable to be friendly, courteous and friendly to Courtney and I this morning, as he normally is when we walk in.
Yeah, I had to shuffle.
Yeah.
I shuffled by real quick, and I said, hey, how are you? Like, as I was on my way to the bathroom. Because I needed to go.
He has a specific time where he goes every day.
Yeah.
Well, 101.
All right, well, second preseason game this evening, and we will see what we get from the New England Patriots.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be mostly Jacoby Brissett. I'm not happy with it, but Devin McCourty convinced me yesterday that they've been set on Jacoby Brissett as being their starter from jump. So
then that means we don't even see Drake May.
Well, maybe a little bit, but
We already know they're not going to put him in there with the twos, right?
Yeah.
So
sadly,
right. So then he won't play.
You keep begging Mayo to listen to you,
right.
And he doesn't listen.
No, he doesn't.
He's not making the decision. I think AVP and Elliot Wolf are making the decision.
Because if you're scared of your starting offensive line and the holes you have there, you think they're going to put Drake May in with the second and third offensive linemen?
I mean, when are you going to see him? You spent the third pick on him, so
That's why I believe tonight it's going to be series to series with the ones in there.
If we're going to call Alex Van Pelt AVP, can we call Elliot Wolf E-dubs?
If you'd like, you can do whatever you want, Sean.
All right. Let's get back to being regular.
So you have that preseason game to talk about all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!